Passengers using the funicular to travel 130 feet up from sea level to Ketchikan's Cape Fox Lodge for lunch recently had some entertainment during the short ride. Musicians Dave Rubin and Chaz Gist are tucked into the small space with a guitar and bass, playing music for 30 minutes on two consecutive days. It's a random act of art.
We are really excited about the Random Acts of Art.
That's Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Light.
So these are small experiments that we are doing throughout the community. And we're trying to place artists in unusual places to see how people react. Do they appreciate it? Do they like it? Does it make them uncomfortable and they wish that it wasn't there?
It's a 6-week process, and when it's over, the Arts Council hopes to have a better idea of what the general community thinks about art. Light says the experiment kicked off with Wear Your Wearable Art to Work Day, and at least 3 businesses participated. The annual Wearable Arts Show is a hugely popular event, and Light says tying the first random act in with that event was a great way to connect with the community at large. They also filmed a short video to accompany that event.
We had a little parade of wearable artists that walked to work actually that day, left from the Harbor Masters and walked to work. And we put that up on Facebook, and we did not expect the response from that.
The video was filmed in a typical Ketchikan downpour and went viral with more than 6,000 views. After that positive start, the Arts Council arranged for Brian Elliott to work on art in the hallway outside of a Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly meeting. Lance Bifoss did the same outside of a Ketchikan City Council meeting a couple days later. And then, before a regular Rotary lunch meeting and the following day's Chamber of Commerce lunch, Rubin and Gist played music for people riding the funicular.
And that's really interesting. It's a really enclosed space, and you have to pay attention to the art.
The first day, there were a few passengers who rode with the musicians. The second day, though, it was raining, so foot traffic was light, and their only audience was local media. I asked what the reaction had been from passengers the previous day.
They're somewhat surprised, and all seem to enjoy it.
They might have been scared at first, because I don't know if we're professionals or if we're vagabonds in here trying to trick them into stealing their money.
The Arts Council's experiment with random art will wrap up at the end of April, so there are a few more events planned. Light says they're collecting data at each event using a few simple methods.
Yes, I liked this. No, I didn't like this. Ways to vote. We are taking surveys in places where people are captured. We're going to have more impactful ways to collect that data at the other random acts.
The Arts Council also is filming some random acts, but won't use the recordings publicly without permission from the people filmed. And there was a GoPro strapped to the handrail in the funicular while Rubin and Gist entertained passengers. After the 6-week experiment is complete, Light hopes community members will have enjoyed it enough to continue creating random acts of art on their own. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.